Lights, camera, action.
Welcome back, chicken heads.
You're joining us on Chicken Town with S&M Podcast. I'm Shandy.
I'm Madison.
And you're joining us on episode 2. We're going over mom burnout.
Mom burnout. We all get it.
Yeah, we all do. It happens.
Even fathers get it.
Yeah, fathers get it. I guess we should just say more so like parent burnout, but
stay-at-home moms.
Yeah, stay-at-home moms is definitely a big one. It plays a big role on your fucking mental health, man.
Big time. Your sanity goes.
Yeah, like
it's flying over your head.
No, mine doesn't fly. Mine just goes down. Mine goes gone. Mine goes bye-bye.
Where's that? You're sleeping before you found it.
Right? Yeah. Like sometimes I know I need to take like 5 minutes sometimes just for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I had that moment today. Actually, I was like, Brady, I need you to keep your brother occupied for just a minute. Mommy needs just a 1 minute timeout. And I did. I just went and sat in the bathroom for a minute and just like took a breather.
Yeah.
And I came back too and I was good to go.
I've done that so many times.
Yeah. Because I mean, I don't know if we've mentioned it before, but I do. I stay at home with my kids. So is Maddie. Madison still, she has a little part-time jobby.
Yeah, only 2 days a week though, so that's fine.
Yeah, but I, you know, when I'm there all the time, especially when Corona hit, that played a huge role in like how I felt about everything. I was hating life, man. Mm-hmm. I just was not happy because I'm one of those people, like I'm a homebody anyways, but when you tell me I can't go out, that's when I have a problem.
Yeah. Like, not that I did before, but I definitely can't now.
Exactly. And it just got to the point, like I'm with the kids all the time. Never got a break. I mean, the whole time before everything started opening back up, I still never had like one break. I remember us talking one time and I'm like, oh yeah, I have one time when I came over here, but Brady still came with me.
Yeah.
I mean, Brady's
just bring me, what was it? Benadryl?
Yeah. It was Benadryl. Yeah. But I just, Brady's a little bit easier, of course, you know, because he's older and he can do his own thing and, you know, doesn't depend on me so much. But Bronson is a mama's boy.
Yeah, yeah.
And loves his mommy.
More like the boob.
Hey, he's coming off of that. We're doing good.
That's good.
Doing really good. I know tonight I thought about just giving him a bottle of booby milk before bed. And I was like, oh, let's not start that yet because we got this.
Right. I know anybody that I come in contact with, you know, they're like, well, man, I want to be a stay-at-home mom. I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom. I'm like, if you do, no, it is rough.
It's not.
Your sanity is goodbye.
Yeah. When you don't do it, of course, it's going to look like some kind of luxury to you. You know, like, oh, yeah, you get to stay home. You don't have to do anything. You get to play with the kids all day. You can go do whatever you want. Wrong. Like, yeah, you get to stay at home with the kids all day and, you know, clean house.
Woo.
And, you know, take care of the littles and the dogs and the house. As you can see, that's how mine goes.
Yeah.
And it just plays a huge fucking factor. And I just want people to know, because I know we're not alone.
Yeah, no, we're not.
You know, I've seen a lot of moms here recently, like, talk about it or feel guilty.
For taking time to themselves.
Yeah, for wanting to take time to themselves. And I can feel that completely.
Yeah.
Because I do feel guilty for taking time to myself, but I guess it's because I'm with them all the time.
Yeah.
And, like,
I mean, we don't exactly have anybody sit there and be like, hey, you know.
Yeah, we don't have family. I mean, besides each other, you know, we keep each other.
We don't count.
Yeah, we don't count. But we don't have, like, that other support system outside of that because our family works.
Yeah.
You know, grandparents all work. And it's just, it's not possible for us. And we don't trust other people with the kids. So.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's kind of hard because, you know, even when we do get that time, like if I take Brady and Bronson, you know, you go home and you clean.
I know. I was thinking about that tonight.
You don't sit down and just do you for a minute.
I know. Well, I was thinking that tonight. I'm like, man, you know, I like the other day, well, I had that house inspection coming up and Luke took the kids to a birthday party. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, the only times I ever get that are just me, I'm still cleaning, like always.
It never
changes. And trust me, like I would love to sit there and, like, I don't know, binge watch some fucking conspiracy theories, you know, or watch Bailey Sirian, you know, with her Murder Mystery Mondays. But I can't. Like, part of me is like, yeah, you want to, and then the other part is like, no, you need to clean. But now my house is super clean, so maybe you know, I can one day.
I'll stay like that. Maybe.
I would still like that. I'm making sure. Brady picks up.
When we go on down to Goodwill, Shandy.
I don't even fucking know at this point. Because, like, Tina's house, too. Like, they just found out. Did I tell you about their fridge leaking?
No.
Yeah. Okay, so family story real quick. My in-laws, they got a new fridge about 2 years ago now. 3 years ago, maybe. And my father-in-law noticed it was, like, leaning a couple nights ago. A week ago, I'd say. And lo and behold, the fridge has been leaking. And all underneath, like, it's warped black mold all underneath because it's been leaking for 2 years.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So they've had ServPro come out and they've ripped everything out right now. Oh, and, wow. Like, Tina has no kitchen. She's a mess. I feel bad for her.
Oh, God.
Because I can only imagine how I would feel if that
Hi,
happened.
Tina. I love her. Lord.
I do too.
I mean, shit. I mean, I kind of know what it's like not to have a fridge because.
Yeah, you went a fucking month without one.
No, I went longer than that.
Yeah.
Because it would go in and out.
Yeah, exactly.
In and out. I mean, I was throwing away $200 worth of food
a
week.
Yeah, we can't go over there anymore. Not until that's all cleared out because of the black mold, you know? It just goes to show, if it's not one fucking thing, it's another.
Yeah.
You know, life, man, life. And that's another thing, too, like being stay at home. Like, you run into these issues, like, say your husband's fucking working. And, you know, you're a lady. And there's some things, like, you can't fix. Now, me, on the other hand, I'm manly. Mm-hmm. Are we kidding? So, I fix things. I'm one of those people, I can't wait for someone to do something for me. As much as I wish I could be that person, I'm not. And I won't ever be. And, you know, that plays a factor, too, because I feel like everything is on me. Even though I know it's not, I know I can ask for help. I just don't like it.
You don't ask for help.
I won't.
Until you get to the verge of flipping your everlasting shit.
Oh, no. I think I flip my everlasting shit and then I ask for help.
Yeah, true.
I'll let you know. Like, this is what's going on. I need to fix it. Help me.
See, mine's the opposite. Anytime something goes wrong, I'm like, you know, Derek, baby, you know, come look at this, please. Something's messing up. He'll come over there and it starts working. I don't know what it is, but it's every goddamn time.
Oh, yeah, that sink, that back bathroom, the sink, a slow motherfucking drain. I pull her back there yesterday to show her, and it worked the whole time. Guess what? It didn't work today. I was like, oh, let me try and use it. You know, nope, didn't work. So the water's gone down now. But
oh, my God.
That's how it happens. I even told her that yesterday. I go, watch it work while you're here.
Yeah.
that's how it goes.
I mean, anytime something messes up, It works as soon as Derek walks over. But 2 days later, it's messing up again. I'm like, hey, baby, look, it's messing up.
You see this? It says it's not working.
And it corrects itself. It's because it knows it doesn't want Derek to mess with it because he'll fix it for permanently.
For permanently. Oh, goodness.
He hates it when that happens. He's like, why are you calling me over here? It's working perfectly fine. But it wasn't.
Yeah, like it still messes up. It might be working fine right now, but give it a couple minutes.
Just watch it. Sit here and watch it.
It's like, I do this every day. I mess with this every day. I know.
I know. It's like my computer, you know, it kept telling me, you know, restart or update and restart or restart and update. And I told him, like, it's been doing that for, you know, about a week now. And he checks it out yesterday. And guess what? It's fine.
It's fine. Yeah. Mm.
Guess what? I got on it earlier.
Did it again.
Asking me again.
It's just because he gets on.
Yeah.
And he touches it and it says, we okay.
Yeah.
And then you touch it.
We got the good hands.
We not okay.
She breaks me.
We don't feel good.
Don't touch me. Your hands are very rough.
No touchy.
I guess I'm just not gentle.
You know, just everything. I feel like everything plays back. I feel like if you can laugh at the end of the day about everything, it helps.
Okay, yeah.
One thing that I do want to touch base on with the whole mental health and like self-love, because I feel like you as a mom, and we've touched base on this before, like you matter and you need to take care of yourself too, because mm-hmm. you can't fully take care of your kids.
If you're not okay up in your house.
Exactly. And I mean, you can, don't get me wrong. You totally can, but it makes for an easier, better time when you're happy too.
Yeah. Your happiness matters just as much as your kids.
Exactly. And I'm still learning that, you know, I feel like I've gotten a lot better mm-hmm. over the past few months. So
okay, you definitely
have. I feel like I've come to, maybe it's because I've lost weight. I don't know. I'm just starting to feel a little bit better about myself and it's probably because I can get out of the house.
Yeah, more than likely.
And this, when we do this, this is my mommy's time now. Yeah. You know, this is where I can come and I don't have to worry about the, I mean, I always worry about the kids, don't get me wrong, but I'm not having to look over my shoulder and be like, what are they doing? Oh, let me go stop them. You know, that's just, it's a big thing when I come here and
sorry,
no function. But you know, it's a, when I come here, it's my, like, my therapy in a way.
Getaway time.
Yeah. And I think it's a good thing. And so I told Luke too the other day, I don't like going over to other people's houses, and I'm sure people have probably seen this circulating on Facebook, but it's not fun for people to go, mothers, for instance, to bring their kids over to somebody's house who isn't, or their house isn't baby proof. And yeah. And it's not baby proofed, and you're just chasing your kid around the whole entire time, and you can't enjoy yourself, you know, because you're keeping up with your kids the whole entire time. Mm-hmm. And like we said before, we don't have a support system like that where we can just like say, hey, grandma, grandpa, you want to keep the kids for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, in a perfect world, that would be great, but that's just not possible.
Nope.
And so just don't feel guilty, because I think we all feel that way. We all, you know, hate, not that we hate having to keep up with our kids, but we hate having to go over to somewhere and someone who doesn't quite understand it think, oh, well, you know, just let them be.
Yeah.
Just let them be. You can't let them be.
No, you don't understand. They stick everything in their mouth.
Yes, or they go and throw stuff in the toilet, or they plant the toilet water. Any chance that they can get.
That old Chief's Puff looks really good.
Right? There's times Bronson, like, pulls stuff out of places. I'm not even too sure where, you know, because I clean all the fucking time. But he has a hiding spot. I still don't know where.
It's okay. South Jameson needs to be with candy.
Yeah. And like I'll just see him like eating random things. And I'm like, well, too late now. He's already put in his mouth. But you know what? He's one healthy fucking kid.
I feel you. It's not real.
Well, I'm going to say it's real for now.
It can be anything you want it to be.
Exactly.
You know, being at home mom is definitely takes a toll on your mental health.
Yeah,
for sure.
Not, it is not all it's cracked up to be. Mm-mm. Because you don't get that time for just you. You're mommy all the time.
Yeah.
So like me, like the only time I get to be Shandy, and I'm not even fully when I'm at home, is after I get the kids to bed.
Yeah.
But I'm still mommy, because if one of them wakes up or they need something,
or
like
you're cleaning up.
Yeah. I'm the go-to person. And so like your job's never ever fully done.
And it'll never, ever end.
Never, ever, ever, ever.
And that's okay. But in the process of being a stay-at-home mom and feeling down and out and not being able to be yourself, just, you know, you're not alone.
Yeah. And it's not – when we're saying it's not that it's all cracked up that people make it to be, the bright side of it is that – you get to see things with your kids that you wouldn't get to see before.
Yeah, you get to watch them.
You get to experience each milestone. Yeah. You know, you get to see how, you know, they're playing differently today. Or you get
to see the little person that they're becoming to be.
Exactly.
And that's the best thing in the world.
And I've enjoyed that with Bronson. Yeah. Because I've seen him come into his little personality.
And you didn't exactly get that with Brady.
No, I didn't. Because with Brady, I started working at, like, right at 3 months after he was born.
Yeah.
And I worked all the way up until... till I got pregnant with Bronson.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was extremely sick that whole time, so I couldn't work. But you know, I missed out. I missed out on not a lot, but just like certain little things, you know, get to watch them grow in certain ways. I was very lucky with Brady. I got to see his first steps.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw Brady, every single one of Brady's first I was there for. So I was very, very lucky for that.
I mean, not all of them.
Which one are you talking about?
Him eating chocolate for the first time.
What, when you fed him in the back seat? I was in the back of the car. I was driving.
But you didn't know.
I was there.
But you didn't know. You only knew until he started bouncing around. You're like, what is wrong with him?
Dude, bounce around in circles on his butt. Like, what the hell?
I was like, I may or may not have given him chocolate.
Lo and behold, it was Reese's. And he's loved Reese's ever since.
You're welcome.
But, you know, also to the working mom, too, you know. I know you get mom burnout just as well.
Oh God, yeah.
Because not only are you working, you're probably still going home and cleaning up house,
making
you
know, dinner.
You're still being mom. You're still a chauffeur. You're still 24/7 mom, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not saying that, you know, because you know, we're stay at home moms that
you're any less than what we are.
Exactly. Cause you're not, we're all the same.
We're all equal.
We all deal with it in a different way, but you know, we all go through it. And if not, teach me your ways.
Yeah, please do. You know, there are a lot of people out there that do have that support system that exactly. are able to be like, hey, mom, can you take the kids just for about 3 hours so I can clean the house? You know, some mm-hmm. people do have that. And good for you.
Yeah,
you know, because that is so good on you.
Yeah. Oh, no, it really, really is. And it helps because, I feel like I've seen, or I've had both ends of the spectrum. Like,
yeah.
With Brady, like, I had that support system, yeah. you know. And then with Bronson, not so much because, like I said, we all fucking work now.
Yeah.
And it just...
It was good.
Yeah.
It was a good...
It was. Things were nice because...
Yeah,
Yeah, I had you, and then I had mother at that point in time, and you know
when she wasn't a drunk.
Yeah,
well, she still was, but you know, not as
yeah,
bad.
Just not as bad. You know, it was more closeted, after hours kind of thing.
Yeah, sure, we can go with that.
But
she brought me fucking McDonald's tonight in case she calls me, which I was making taco or cheesy those, taco yeah, breadsticks.
Those ones you're talking
okay.
about.
Okay, and she called me. She's like, I'm going to. I'm going to McDonald's. You want anything? I'm like, no, you know, I'm making dinner. I'm good. And she's like, you sure you don't want me to get you anything? I'm like, well, maybe you can get Jameson something. Cause I know yeah. Jameson's probably not going to eat it.
Yeah.
And she forgot his fucking Happy Meal. She got him a full fucking big size meal. And he was so upset. Yeah. And he just woke up too. You know, he was extremely tired today. So Derek ended up going up to McDonald's and getting a Happy
yeah,
Meal.
Yeah. Because the thing is when you're a little kid like that,
you want the Happy
you
Meal.
You want the Happy Meal.
Yeah. And I understood where he was coming from. I wasn't even mad that he was upset about it. You know, he just woke up. He was hungry. He was excited for it.
Yeah, and then it's just kind of it was just a letdown. I totally yeah. understand. I understand that when you're expecting something and then you don't get what that something was, yeah, you know?
Because when they pulled in, she's like, well, what did you get? And I'm like...
what do you mean what I got?
I'm like, I told you I... I was like, I told you. I'm like, I wanted a cheeseburger kids meal for Jameson. I'm like, and then just a double cheeseburger for me because, you know, I already made dinner.
Yeah, so you don't need
no,
anything.
No, she got me a full crazy. Fucking meal.
Well, you know, at least
Big
you know,
Mac.
You ain't
Big
hungry.
Mac, which
you ain't
was
hungry.
Fine because it's really good.
You ain't hungry.
No. So I'm sitting out there, I'm like, you want me to help you? And and I love my mother. Don't get me wrong, guys. I love her, but when she's drunk, she just goes really slow.
That's why we always say we have two moms.
And she just looked at me like, what'd you say?
Well, I get you again. What was it that you? Oh, did I get you McDonald's too?
God, we are awful. But that's exactly how it goes.
Yes, yeah, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Basically, every day.
She's a good mom, for the most part. There's just times where she's a little off her rocker. Anyways, back
to the mom burnout.
Mom burnout.
Parent burnout. We all go through it. It all happens. Mm-hmm. And like I said, even if you work, it still fucking happens. Yep. So we're not saying specifically stay-at-home moms that it happens to. It's just statistically, it's way more happening,
yeah.
for lack of better words right now.
What she said.
Yeah. You know, for the moms who stay at home all the time, who don't have an outlet or, you know, like we said, the support system.
Or even a car. To yeah. go and do anything.
Exactly, because, you know, this day and age, there's a lot of people, like,
you can't
you're lucky it. If you have mm-hmm. your two-car household, you know? Because not a lot of families are like that anymore. They
nope.
can't fucking afford it.
I feel ya.
Oh, trust me. I feel like one of mine's about to go.
I was back when Jameson was about a year old, I was a stay-at-home mom for a year and a half, and I didn't have a vehicle. Anytime I need to get to the grocery store, my friend Julia would let me borrow her car while she was at work so I can go grocery shopping once a month. And that was really the only time I got to do anything and get out. And it was at that point, my relationship was very toxic. So it wasn't exactly...
to say the least.
Yeah, right. But it's great now.
Yeah, I've come a long way.
I only work 2 days a week and other times I'm here and it's good.
Growth.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Lots, yes, growth. Lots of growth here.
And the thing is, too, like when the kids start getting older, I believe it'll becomes a little bit
easier. Yeah, a little
just
bit better.
Because, you know, they can, not that they're, you know, you're making them fend for themselves, yeah. but they can tell you like, hey, mom, I'm hungry. Or mom, I just shit myself. Well, I mean, I'm hoping
or,
I can.
Come wipe my butt.
Yeah. Mom, I need you to come wipe my butt.
Mom, come look at this. Mom, can you come here?
Yeah. Come look at this poop. I can't believe it just came out of me. Brady the other day. What did he? Oh, Mom, come look at this. And I'm like, what is it, Brady? And I go in there. He goes, Mom, I'm pooping out green beans. Like, oh my God. It's green beans. And he's like, you got to look. And I'm like, okay, you know, being a mom, it's just part of it.
Yeah.
So I had to go and look. And it, you know, it was just, it was a green bean green. And
imagine that on your face.
I don't know how to explain this poop, but they looked like green beans to him. And it's just funny how, you know, they say things like that. And at the end of the day, being at home is worth it. You get to see so much. You have all these memories and you're making memories too, mm-hmm. on top of that. And like sometimes, yeah, you're fucking tired, because I know I get fucking tired. And so I'm not tired of my kids by any means. I'm just tired of being tired.
Yeah. Like me yesterday, like I got a shower, I laid down on the couch and I was watching my videos, and I wake up at 6 o'clock and I'm like, why the fuck did you not wake me up?
Yeah.
You know, Derek was like, oh, I just wanted you to sleep. You look so peaceful. I'm like, oh no, like I need to make dinner.
What's a nap?
A nap?
What's a nap? Oh,
a nap is when you randomly fall asleep and you don't know, and you wake up and you're like, where the fuck am I?
No. I want to know.
I looked at you like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I know. You're like, what?
I get those often. But it also gets easier when your kids start school.
When your kids are older and stuff. I know when Brady started school, like at first I was lonely, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
Because like I was he was my little sidekick all the time. He's always with me no matter what. And so when he started school,
he wasn't on your sidekick. He was my sidekick.
Well, he was my sidekick too.
Sure.
But he started school, you're still his best friend. Who are we kidding? When he started school, it's just a whole new world, because you find time that you, especially if you are a single kid parent.
Yeah.
You know, if you only have one kid, it's a whole different world, because, you know, you're not used to having that alone time. And now you're just sitting there like looking around like,
what do I do with myself?
What do I do for the next like 6 hours? I don't even know.
It's not even fun anymore.
Right. I think that when Brady started school is when I started catching up on sleep again. And so I
see that was definitely me.
I look at it as I got about 3-4 more years until Bronson starts. And that's when I can start taking naps again.
Yeah.
Whew. Oh, dreaming.
You know, see, I thought about it too. When Jameson started school, you know, I definitely went home and went back to sleep. But I was sleeping all the way up until I had to go get him.
Yeah.
And it was causing, which I'm pretty sure. And I'm anemic. I have to be.
Yeah.
I mean, with the way I just randomly fall asleep and not even know it, I just get really tired.
Oh, I'd say so. Yeah.
It's bad.
You're low on iron.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Take you some iron pills.
See, that's what I did this morning. I took some prenatals.
Yeah.
And I was fine all day.
Yeah. And they have the iron in them.
Yeah. I didn't feel tired once today.
When I used to take vitamins, I used to feel great. But, you know, as you can tell, I use the word used. And I'm not the greatest at taking care of myself, because I put everybody else ahead of me. And like, what makes me happy is making everybody else happy and making sure everybody else is okay. And then at the end of the day, I'm like, I'm not okay.
That's when you finally realize it.
Yeah, that's when I realize it. And so at the end of the day, it's when I'm like worn down, my kids are asleep, so I can finally start like feeling me, you know? And that's when I'm like, okay, well, I didn't get to take a shower today. When did I take a shower last? You know, or the house. To me, like, I don't like clutter. And I know that my house does not get dirty by any means, but in my eyes, I feel like it's trash. No. I know.
You got kid toys everywhere. Yeah, sure. But that's more.
I got their playroom. It's great having all their stuff.
I'm just saying, like, you know, Bronson's one of those.
Well, it wasn't a kid. It wasn't even that so much. It was just like the kitchen that would fucking pile up, and just dishes and just food crumbs.
Oh, yeah. That's Bronson just randomly eating along his way.
I know that.
But he would also drag out a toy and just leave it.
It's more so Brady.
Well, that too, but still, it was just toys that were scattered everywhere and little crumbs from Bronson, because you never know where he's eating.
I just felt like I was letting my family down, because I felt like we were living in filth. No. And we're not. Like, when I say that, like, I mean, I have dishes in the sink. No, I don't anymore. I like good sleep with a clean kitchen, because when I wake up with a clean kitchen, I'm a happy lady.
You don't live in what we lived in when we were little.
True that. I don't live in what I lived in when... before I moved into this house.
We're good now.
Yeah, we're kosher. We're Gucci.
Mm-hmm. You know, also when you grow up, you learn, you gain certain habits from growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Us was definitely laundry.
Yeah, like laundry, like I said when I was on the way over here, I don't ever remember owning a fucking clothes hamper.
Yeah, no,
I don't. I cannot. I'm just trying to look back and the teenage years, even, you know, adolescence. I mean,
it was a white clothes hamper, but it still had, like, shit in it from 4 years ago.
Well, it wasn't the clothes hamper we were using.
But it was down in the way bottom. It was just smushed.
Yeah, I just, you know, it wasn't one of those things that was instilled in us to, you know, wash. Well, we wash our clothes. Okay, so let me just say, we knew to wash our clothes, but it wasn't a thing to, like, fold them.
I mean,
and, like, keep them organized.
I was never taught how to wash clothes. I had to learn it.
Yeah.
Through Derek.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that, honestly. Yeah, no, I mean, I can't remember. I think I taught myself.
I'm a great housewife now, though, guys.
I taught myself. I'm pretty sure. A lot of things I know, I've taught myself. I'm self-taught. I'm
so, yeah, I mean, so I am too.
Things. I had to be.
Yeah.
You know, I learned to cook by myself.
I did too.
I mean, there's
the meatless meatloaf.
Yeah, there's just so many things I learned to do by myself that, like, your parents should help you, you know.
It's so bad because when I don't remember anyone teaching me how to drive. The only person I remember is Levi, and he took me up to the mountains, and he told me I could drive his truck.
Yeah, because, well, mother kept you from getting your fucking driver's license.
For God knows what reasons.
Who fucking knows her reasons? I will never know.
I guess since she didn't have hers, I was allowed to have mine.
Well, that's the reason, Maddie. Case cracked. Figured it out.
Solved.
I'm going to ask her if that's the reason. She wouldn't even know, Maddie.
No, she wouldn't.
She wouldn't even know.
Poor me, though. I was 18 years old when I finally got my driver's license.
Yeah, you had your learners, but you didn't even have your learners.
I had my learners for 2 weeks before I got
home. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You didn't even have your learners from, because usually you get them.
I don't think she thought I was capable.
I don't think she did either.
I think she just thought I was dumb because I had an IEP.
Yeah.
All throughout school.
But the thing is, like, that wouldn't have affected you driving.
You know? No.
Like, it wouldn't.
I can understand if I was blind or, you know, I was disabled in some way, yeah, but I wasn't.
Yeah, like, you were fully capable. And there's plenty of other people that I know that probably didn't need their fucking driver's license.
Oh, God, yeah.
But she kept that. I don't know why. That's why I always say everything starts at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you learn everything. It all starts at your home life. And you can either be self-taught like we are. And we adapted.
Be better.
Yes.
Do better.
Do better. And we adapted and... You know, we did what we had to do, but there are some people out there that don't. Like,
no.
TJ, I'm surprised he's even come as far as he has, because she fucking cut his food up all the way up until senior year. He always had his shit, like, not touching, and, like, those little tray things that had it separated so his food wouldn't touch. I mean, she did everything for him. Everything, cleaned his room. And then it got to the point one day, I guess she decided just to quit cleaning his room.
I mean, that was... I wouldn't want to clean it either. Well, I want to piss bottles everywhere. But a habit I did get from mommy's was unplugging the microwave. I had the hardest time when we moved here to not do it.
I don't unplug my microwave.
I don't anymore. I cut that habit out. But
I'll tell you one. Well, I can't say. She taught me not to eat leftovers in a fridge.
Yeah. Very, very picky about that. Oh, also make sure your chicken is cooked.
Yeah, yeah. Always make sure your chicken's cooked, people, because...
I guess some people like to eat it raw.
And that's fucking salmonella, man.
Well, it's never affected her, so it's...
Well, I think she has an iron stomach, though. Like, I've seen the shit she's eaten before, 3-day-old chicken sandwiches out of the microwave. And she's still alive.
There it is. I found it.
Oh, look. I was so hungry. Oh, look. It's like they knew. Oh, I put that there earlier.
Oh, my God.
Don't get me started. I'll go off like I did that one
night. I know.
Oh, that was a good story time.
She doesn't listen, so I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Back on the serious note.
Yeah, let's hop back on over to mom burnout. We just want to let you know, all moms, parents, dads, because dads stay at home too.
And grandparents.
Yeah, parents who, you know, take over their kids because some parents are fucking shitty and just, you know, leave them with their kids. Or leave their kids with their parents and just never come back.
Yep.
Anyways, we just want to let you know you're not alone, and don't ever feel guilty for wanting you time, because it's human fucking nature.
Yeah, because you're not just a mom, you are yourself as well.
Yeah, you are still you. Like, I am still Shandy. I'm mommy, but I'm Shandy too.
And it took her a long time to realize that.
Exactly. It took me a very long time. Like I said, I'm just now coming to where I'm getting to the point I'm okay with taking that time. You know, it's harder with Corona, but I'm still trying to take that time.
Oh, yeah.
I think we all are. And I think it's good to, you know, even if it's just for a little while, like when your significant other gets home, just say, hey, you know,
I'm going to take a bubble bath.
Yeah, I'm going to take a bubble bath or a shower, or just go for a car ride and go get an iced coffee or something. You know, just do something for you.
Treat yourself.
Exactly. Because I guarantee you it's going to help your mental health.
Yeah.
It's just going to help your sanity, you know, because it's that you're getting a little bit of away time. Yeah. And trust me, just a little bit of time is all you really need. I mean, I'm not saying it's all you really need, but it helps.
I mean, shit, go get a Big Mac or something. Enjoy your food by yourself.
Right. Yeah. Where you don't have to feed
everybody around you with that same burger.
Exactly.
It's like, not fair.
You want to take a bite, or someone, you know, just dipping their hand into your drink, and
or they're sucking on a French fry. Like, here, you can have it.
Oh yeah, Bronson's really big on trying to feed me here lately. It's been great.
Yeah, yummy. I
had a soggy graham cracker thrown into my mouth today.
Oh god.
I was like, yum. But yeah, you're not alone, and it's like I've said before, an outlet, even if it's just someone to talk to, mm-hmm. too, it helps. I think everybody needs somebody.
Yeah.
You know? And even the strongest person at the end of the day still needs someone to vent to.
Mm-hmm.
And so find that somebody or something that helps you and makes you feel like you just for that little bit, because you still need it.
Yeah.
And don't feel guilty for wanting that time.
It's okay to be you.
Exactly. Just make sure, you know, your kids are taken care of.
Yeah.
Because there are parents out there who just
neglect.
Yeah. Who decide, you know what? I don't want to be a mom anymore.
Or I'm going to go get my nails done and leave my kids here. And
I'm
going to
go get a boob job, and I'm going to pretend I like their father just so he'll take care of the kids. And then I'm going to go fuck Tom, Dick, and Jerry next week with my new tits.
That only look like real tits.
Exactly.
Or new tits.
But, you know, I'm not going to say I'm not dogging anybody, because I am. There's specific people that I think, you know.
We know a few people that have put their kids last.
Yeah.
And I've actually never even put their kids
first.
First or last. They exactly. just don't exist to them.
Yeah. To them, it's like this person can just pawn them off on their mom. And their mom doesn't stick up for herself anyway. So she's like, yeah, I'll take them. So she's enabling mm-hmm. this person so she can go fuck Tom, Dick, and Jerry.
And get fucked up on any kind of drug she wants to.
Yeah, and like, I'm not saying that you can't go do that, you know, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, if you're a single mom, you know, go for it. You want one night a month to go and, you know, just get you some good dick, go do it.
Yeah, go party or something, I don't know.
Drunk sex is pretty good.
There you go.
It's okay. Go suck some dick.
But, you know, don't make it an everyday thing or an every other day thing. Don't be pawning your kids off because you decided at that point in time that you just wanted to be you and you didn't want to be mom anymore, because I'm sorry, once you have that kid, you don't matter anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, you matter to a point, but like, you got to make sure that your kids' needs are put above your own.
Yep.
At the end of the day, that's how it should be. And then once they go to sleep, go do you. Yeah, like I said, take some time and never feel guilty. Don't feel guilty.
Nope. You're a mama, and that's one of the biggest jobs in the world.
Exactly. It's the most rewarding job,
mm-hmm.
hardest job for sure. And don't let anyone ever tell you it's fucking easy.
Just like you two dads that are stay-at-home dads. Mm-hmm. You know, this is for you too, not just moms. This is for you too.
Exactly.
Because I know there's a lot of gay couples out there that have children of their own. One's a stay-at-home dad, and the other dad is working, you know.
Well, no, even those men that like step up, for instance, like the situation we were just talking about.
Yeah.
You know, if the
mom just wants to leave.
Exactly.
Because she wants to leave.
There's ones that'll step up and like they take care of their kids.
Yep.
And they do what they have to do. And, you know, that's what makes you a good parent. At the end of the day, taking care of your fucking kids and making sure that they have everything that they need is what matters.
If they ate, they're bathed, and they're happy and healthy,
with a roof over their head,
mm-hmm. clothes on their back. And shoes on their feet.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, you know, money doesn't mean anything to kids right now. It's the memories, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they would much rather have a time sitting with you painting as opposed to, you know, you just not doing anything with them at all. Or buying them a new toy. As much as they like that new toy, they're going to sit here and remember, hey, mommy, you remember that time we painted this together?
They forget about that toy in 3 days.
Oh, exactly. They want a new toy.
There's it's not worth it.
Yeah. So just, you know, take care of your kids and take care of yourself. And it's not against the law to want some you time. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not bad that you feel guilty for wanting that time and just to, like, you want to take a break. So don't ever feel bad for that.
Don't.
We've all been there. And if you haven't, like I said,
we all will be there.
We want to know your secrets.
Everything about you. But in the end, you're not alone.
You're not alone. You're never alone. There's always going to be somebody that's going through something similar.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to look. And believe it or not, there's more people out there going through what you're going through too that just hold it together a little bit better. But on the inside, I'm one of those people that you'd think she's got it all fucking together. Honestly, I don't. I wing it every fucking day.
True that.
But, you know, at the end of the day, like, my kids are happy and I'm happy because my kids are happy.
That's all that matters.
So
let's go ahead and wrap this up.
Yeah, that's going to be it for this week, folks.
Thanks for tuning in and listening.
Until next week. Peace out, chicken heads.
Ow, ow.